I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate February 15th. In the rocket business, most of what goes up eventually comes back down, and either direction can be a problem for our planet's atmosphere. Studies have shown that rocket exhaust can increase temperatures in the upper atmosphere. That could influence hurricane formation, monsoons, and surface temperatures. It also creates chemical reactions that deplete the protective ozone layer. And a recent study suggests that spacecraft re-entering the atmosphere could cause problems too. Much of a spacecraft is made of aluminum. As it burns up in the atmosphere, the aluminum either vaporizes or disintegrates into small particles. The larger particles drop to the surface within hours, but the smaller ones can stay in the upper atmosphere for thousands of years. There, both the particles and the vapor can create chemical reactions that damage the ozone layer or form greenhouse gases, which contribute to global warming. The number of launches is going way up. There were more than 180 launches last year, carrying about 2,000 satellites, both records. And the year before, more than 300 tons of satellites fell back to Earth. And all of those numbers are expected to keep going up in the years ahead. The new study says if those projections are right, then re-entering satellites could add more than 550 tons of aluminum to the upper atmosphere every year. And that could be bad news for our changing environment. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.